Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ma still trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards first. Sheely reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead strikes out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes strikes out. The throw from Schalk, and they've got Basler trapped. He's out in the rundown, for the double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutshaw is hit by the pitch. Blue moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship bunts towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawes strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstad moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Flagstad scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cutshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Cutshaw moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 3 in the game. Veach takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McClellan. The throw from Basler and he is out, Cutshaw applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Amos Strunk now playing left field. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to second. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to third. Two outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cutshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shealy bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shealy for the out. Johnson moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Veach hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.